What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Tim in Wyoming. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Hello. Hopefully you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, good. I didn't hear any static at the beginning, but I'm glad your show's on today. I appreciate that you're on RBN now. It's good. I used to listen to you on GCN, but now you've moved over, so it's good. But I wanted to say about Hillary's emails when Donald Trump brought up. I mean, I think I didn't actually see the debate because I was actually busy, and I don't think I could have stomached watching it. But for the most part, the clips that I've seen of it, it seems as though, I mean, he says he was going easy on her because he didn't want to hurt Chelsea's feelings. He didn't want to lay into her like he should have. And everybody knows that the worst thing he could have done was what he did, which was to hold back. And now, I mean, he's being savage for it. He's being vilified for it. But she is probably the worst criminal that could ever. I mean, as everybody knows, she has murders in her background and everything else. And why would anybody even believe anything she says on stage? I think she. Here's the thing I was going to say about the earpiece. Now, when she was on stage, there's such a thing called a cochlear implant, which is an implantable, basically an implantable earpiece, from what I understand.
Okay. Okay, we hit the wrong button. Okay, a cochlear implant it's kind of a very fancy induction coil. You still have to have an outside component that hears the sound and converts it to an electrical signal that goes to the cochlear implant. And it's used for people who have lost their hearing. And it's actually not a very clear signal. In fact, if you go to the website of the company that sells the cochlear implants, they have a recording that simulates what it sounds like when you use one, and you can hear sounds and locate them, but it's very hard to understand speech. It's not a good solution for auto cueing versus simply having an earpiece. All right, we're going to go to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Thank you for having me on. Going back to the previous caller and his comments on Donald Trump, I've been getting calls from all over the place over Skype, and people are calling me and saying, asking me, did Donald Trump sabotage his own campaign? And to me, that's what I was trying to tell you when I called in after the debate. But, you know, we'll see what happens at the next debate. If he does the same thing, we know what he's up to.
Well, whatever he did worked. I mean, he surged in the polls. He got a surge of donations, huge amounts of money. I personally think that he was actually under the weather, but he didn't want to say anything because he's been making such a big deal about Hillary's health questions.
Yeah. My next observation is this nonsense with Saudi Arabia and allowing people to sue Saudi Arabia. This is going to kill the petrodollar deal. This will end America's piece of the action over lots of foreign currency deals that they're not going to be party to. This will kill the economy of America completely because the so-called reserve currency will go straight out the window with lots of countries that are looking at this situation and saying, why do we use American dollars?
Well, the only way the U.S. is going to get out of this mess is they're going to have to invade Saudi Arabia or regime change it from within. And we knew that was eventually going to be the case anyway because they were on the list that Wesley Clark leaked on out back in 2005. And Saudi Arabia is about to learn a very bitter lesson that loyalty to the United States government is not returned.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Poroshenko has learned that. Erdogan has learned that. not Mubarak, the one who Morsi learned that. The U.S. double-crosses its allies as well as easily as its enemies.
Well, I don't know whether you've noticed, but yesterday the U.S. Air Force made another bombing campaign on soldiers of North Sudan. The soldiers that are fighting the separatists. I can't believe it. They did it again.
I thought that was Somalia.
Somalia may have been. I may have the wrong, you know, Somalia, Sudan.
Oh, all those African countries look alike to me.
same. But I find the reaction of Kerry now and what Assad and Putin's reaction to these nonsense statements coming out of Kerry, people will recognize this as the very beginning of World War III, I think, because...
Well, I think we've actually been in World War III for almost 10 years, and I think future history books are going to say that this actually all started back with all these U.S. regime change and run-up. The one thing we're missing is a really big bang that sort of crystallizes that it is a world war, like the sinking of the Lusitania or Pearl Harbor. We need to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're taking phone calls, talking about what's going on in Syria, what's going on in Iraq, Somalia. The bombs are falling everywhere.
Well, as far as I can see, this false flag attempt to saddle Russia with the bombing of that aid convoy and the bombing of the Syrian army, the shooting war has already begun. You know, it may have been, if you like, passive before, but now it's definitely active.
And going back to World War II, I mean, the war was already well and truly underway long before Pearl Harbor. And history likes to oversimplify and say, certainly from the American point of view, World War II began with Pearl Harbor. But before Pearl Harbor, there had been U.S. forces involved in China, the Flying Tigers. There had been expeditionary units when World War I was gearing up before the U.S. was officially in that war. There were volunteer units from our country. Teddy Roosevelt put together what was called the Yankee Division. My grandfather served in that, and he was Roosevelt wanted to lead it himself, but Franklin Roosevelt said, no, I'm sorry, Woodrow Wilson said, no, we don't want to run the risk of a spectacle of a former U.S. president being held in a prisoner of war camp, and apparently Teddy Roosevelt never forgave Wilson for that.
Well, looking at the financial situation worldwide, I mean, the whole world economy is in crash mode.
Yes.
It's slow motion crash, but it is crashing. And it looks like this nonsense with Deutsche Bank is the equivalent of the U.S. attack on those Syrian army. This is going to start a major collapse because I hear and look and see that all the hedge funds are pulling their money out of Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, they're already doing that because they know bail-in is coming, and so the run on Deutsche Bank is already starting, and the contagion is already spreading. It hit the Asian markets last night. It hit our markets today. The Deutsche Bank and also Commerce Bank, and especially those derivatives, those are the hole in the bow of the Titanic of the global economy. And I agree, it's already crashed here. The fact that all these banks are having to survive using fraud and corruption, that's always the last step before that final collapse.
Well, and I just want to do a call out to the last caller yesterday who was thinking of getting a rope. If he gets one, send it to the DNC with a message.
Yeah, well, you'll get a nice talking to from the Secret Service, so I can't second that motion. All right, listen, John, we're going to let you go here. I got a bunch of calls to get to and more news to get on back to. So we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike,
doing fine.
I tend to disagree with you about Saudi Arabia, okay? I think they might very well have been involved, problem is, I think they might have been working with the U.S. government and possibly even with the Israelis, because remember the what do you call them, the Israeli dancers there? You know?
I don't know about the dancers, but you're absolutely right that Saudi Arabia may have been part of the network of intelligence agencies that were laundering money and information. But that's a far cry from saying Saudi Arabia is behind 9/11 itself. Again, if Saudi Arabia wants to hurt the U.S., all they got to do is ask for their money back, and it would be perfectly legal for them to do.
Well, what I'm saying is, if this is the case, and Saudi Arabia decides to say, all right, this is what happened, all right, you were involved, the Israelis were involved, and who knows who else, okay, that could really bring things, you know, that could really open things up.
Oh, I would love to see that happen. I would love to see that happen.
What really happened in 9/11, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking, because kind of like the same thing with if it hits the fan with some of these hearings there with Mr. Slick Willie, that the whole Libya thing and the gun running and everything else, that we could finally prove it, including the poison gas that I believe was used in Syria that came from the CIA, that it's terrorists there. So that, you know, the whole thing could really unravel.
Going back to the Soviet Union, when you look at that, I mean, the Soviet Union was fighting to keep all the official stories together and intact right up to the very last moment, and then it all started coming apart very, very quickly. It happened so fast. It even caught a lot of observers in the West completely by surprise when the Soviet Union collapsed. They didn't know it was coming, and it could happen just that fast here.
You know, I was listening to this morning to the Breitbart show.
Yes.
Serious. And they had that guy, you know, the neocon there, John Bolton.
Yes.
Man who loves wars, who seems to love any war. He was all upset about the lawsuit with Saudi Arabia now. And remember, he's one of the PNIC. He's one of the original PNIC people. You know, Project for a New American Century.
Well, he's probably realizing that this could result in Saudi Arabia yanking all of their money out of the American economy, and they've opened a two-way door that gives other nations the precedent to sue the U.S. government for war crimes in Iraq, war crimes in Syria, war crimes in Afghanistan, war crimes in Libya, war crimes in Yemen. This is definitely something that should not have been allowed to happen, and it's one of the few times when I've agreed with Barack Obama on a course of action. And those members of Congress who voted to override his veto to prove how butch they are or how loyal they are to Israel, they weren't really thinking carefully about what the flashback from this was going to be.
Yeah, but there seems to be some cooperation between Israel and Saudi Arabia at the same time. And remember the closeness of the Bush family with the Saudi royal family, including the bin Ladens. They were in business together.
George W. Bush was in business with Osama bin Laden's older brother, Salim bin Laden, in a company called Arbusto Energy. Well, we all know that Osama bin Laden was a manufactured fake. His CIA code name was Tim Osman. This was all fake and fraudery to basically go after world leaders who weren't willing to play along, whether it was Muammar Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein. Israel has cooperated with Saudi Arabia on various intelligence operations. And yes, the Bush family was very close with the ruling family of Saudi Arabia. They're also very close with the ruling family of Great Britain. At that level of politics, everybody's on a first-name basis with everybody else.
But let's not forget that on September 11th, H.W. Bush was having breakfast with the Carlyle Group in Boston. Bin Laden family. So
I'm keeping all of these things in mind, and I agree that Saudi Arabia may have helped the U.S. and Israel do 9/11, but that's a completely different thing from trying to drop the entire blame on them to justify another war of conquest. Saudi Arabia didn't have a motive to do 9/11 all on its own. That whole story falls apart. Anyway, listen, got to let you go. Phone lines are loaded up. Going to have to let you go. Thank you very much here. And we're going to let you go. And no, Saudi Arabia did not mastermind 9/11 that came out of the U.S. government and Israel. because those were Israelis who were arrested for dancing and cheering when the buildings came down. And let's not forget the Secret Service at Booker Elementary School. Knowing the country was under terror attack, supposedly from airplanes falling out of the sky, the Secret Service Protective Detail just let George W. Bush sit in that school reading about pet goats, with an airport just 4 miles away and no way of knowing there wasn't an inbound airplane unless the Bush administration was calling the shots. That's really what it comes down to. It is ridiculous to say Saudi Arabia was responsible for 9/11. They may have peripherally helped, but this was a joint U.S.-Israeli operation. Let's go to Steve in Massachusetts. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to talk to you about China.
Yes.
If you look at the timeline, a quick timeline, you see that Nixon went to China in 72 to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s and 80s, they're doing free trade with them. And in
yes.
the 90s... they shifted the jobs to China. Then all the gold in 2000, not too long ago, has been going to China. Now they're going to become the new world currency. And on the flip side, you have the U.S. who detached itself from the gold in the 70s. They're losing their jobs. And
mm-hmm.
since then, they've been running up a debt. They're spending the money like crazy and been using, knowing that the money is going to end. They've been taking advantage of the U.S., I think, of just making wars and using more control over the people, knowing that sooner or later it's going to come to an end. Now, do you think the globalists had this plan where they going to just use the U.S. and eventually shift their money to China when everything's said and done?
Well, there's no question the elites will move their wealth to wherever they think it's going to be the safest, and the U.S. is looking less and less like a good bet. And you need to understand, the U.S., even as it lost its manufacturing and it lost its agriculture, was trying to keep money in the country by setting up this little fascist guarantee that if you brought your money into the United States and you made money, you got to keep it. If you brought your money into the United States and you lost money, the taxpayers would be forced to cover those losses. That was what was behind that whole SNL bailout during George Bush's term in office. It was sending a message. Your money is safe here. America is a no-lose deal if you want to bring your money here. And the American taxpayers basically got robbed when that whole SNL bailout thing was going on, and they were saying, oh, we're having to help all these widows and fatherless families, and they're just struggling. And it turned out the vast majority of these accounts that were being restituted with American tax dollars were numbered and brokered corporate investment accounts. And so we got scammed. They plundered the American people to keep the system going. Now, there is no grand master plan to all of this stuff. What we're seeing is a continuous chain of very short-sighted, let's fix the immediate problem decisions, and whatever is going to be the long-term result is the next administration's problem to worry about. Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility. He was into a corner on that one because prior governments to his had tolerated the Federal Reserve's overprinting of those notes. And so Nixon got handed an emergency crisis situation, and he didn't really have a choice other than to end gold convertibility. And then he had to start the EPA to start this process of grabbing public and private lands as further collateral for government borrowing. So it's not like he sat down one day and said, let's figure out how we're going to screw the economy. It was already kind of screwed when he got it. And all those other decisions you talk about, it's politicians who are thinking no further than 2, 4, or 8 years into the future, saying, let's just make it look good now for the next election, and whatever happens 10 to 20 years down the road, I don't care about. It's not my problem to deal with. And that kind of short-sightedness is why we went from bad decision to bad decision to bad decision to bad decision. Anyway, listen, Steve, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. More phone calls when we come back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones. Ron O'Donnell, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, wonderful. Mike, I'm running for California State Senate District 23 out here in California.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to your show every day. I love you. I even put
Thank
that
you.
On my site. And it's only because you're exposing the truth. And for the listeners out there, I fact-check you all the time. I don't let you get by with anything. And you're right on. And the problem is California doesn't know who you are. They don't know about your show. And I want to spread the word is why I'm calling you.
Well, I appreciate that, but the word is getting on out, and we've got a very, very large audience. We really can't measure the radio audience because we're not on Arbitron here at RBN, but looking at how many people are making YouTube videos out of our shows and putting them on up there, they're clearly getting passed around a lot. And, I appreciate your concern here. And, of course, anything that anybody can do to help promote the show and get the truth out there is always welcome. So you're running for the state Senate?
Yes, sir. And what I just wanted to go ahead and ask you, because,
yes.
your screener said, well, what do you want to ask him? You have a question? I said, certainly I do. I want to ask you to think this over before you answer me. If you've noticed, neither candidate, Republican or Democrat, and I'm a Democrat, by the way, just so you know,
okay.
And I'm not voting for Hillary, okay? I'm voting for Trump, which has caused some controversy here. It may get my butt thrown out of the Democratic Party, but I don't care. It's too late now anyway. But I already, you know, announced that. But here's the question. Why has no one anywhere in the country, media, NBC, ABC, anyone, Alex Jones, Savage, you, Rivero, why has not anyone mentioned that over 24 million Americans have been evicted from their homes due to the illegal foreclosure scam perpetrated by the banks in the last 8 years? Now, I know that's a lot, but I'm hoping the listeners that have been foreclosed on, I'm trying to speak for them. I hope they get a chance to hear that there is someone looking at this very seriously.
Well, we did a lot of coverage. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're almost to the commercial break. We did a lot of coverage during the what we called foreclosure gate in the aftermath of the 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And as you can tell, we have an advertiser right now that's helping people deal with fraudulent foreclosures, and it is a major problem, and we probably ought to put a little bit more attention onto it. But I think between now and the election, our top priorities in terms of information are going to be the candidates, Hillary's crimes, and this insane rush to war. But we know our economy is in serious trouble. As you say, 24 million foreclosures. We have 93 million Americans willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months or years. I think the reason that all these banks are being caught engaging in fraud is the real economy of the United States has already crashed. And fraud is the last step before the final collapse.
Well, here's the name of my campaign motto. Jail the banksters.
And I can get behind that.
Oh, yeah, for 4 years. And what I've been saying, if you noticed, 5,300 Wells Fargo employees were fired. And it only came out last week. In the news media.
Well, now they're doing a class action lawsuit against Wells Fargo that's in the billions of dollars. And
well,
jail
the banksters. So they fired 5,300 employees. They never even published it anywhere until last week because they got caught by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is actually a consumer advocate, you know, group. The federal government, and they had to disclose it. And you know, Wells Fargo?
Yes.
They fired the people that we were subpoenaing.
I have to let you go now, Ron. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much. Good luck with your race for the state Senate. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm already getting emails from people in California saying, we know you're there. And I'm also getting emails reminding me that Iceland did jail their bankers. Although I'm starting to lean toward the approach that they have in Iran and China, where crooked bankers are simply executed. Here in the United States, crooked bankers, well, they're patted on the head, and the American people are looted to cover the shortfalls and the criminality, and things go on as they always were. All right, let's talk to Rob in California. Rob, what's on your mind? Rob,
hey,
are you
Michael,
there?
Rob.
There you are.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Okay, well, basically, a couple things. One was some caller yesterday mentioned that I guess Trump was asked if he would honor Hillary won the presidency, if Lester only asked him. But my wife and I watched the debate again last night, and she was asked that too at the beginning, so that was just a caller to call that in. But More importantly, regarding Saudi Arabia, I think it's a setup so Congress get off the hook, and Obama stating, and I'm hearing this from another source I like to listen to, where they can get off the hook based on if Saudi Arabia does pull the plug in their treasury, you know, cashing in their treasuries, that the economy is going to take a big dump, and say, well, you people, you know, the United States, you guys wanted us to do that, and so that's why the economy will be...
That's an interesting thought. That's an interesting thought, because, you know, at the point where they can't stop the crash from happening, you know they're going to be looking to set somebody up to take the blame for it. You know,
yeah,
we have the economy under control. It was those gosh darn Russians or the Iranians or the South. They're to blame for this. You hate them.
Exactly. There's the movie also called Rollover.
Yes.
Did you ever heard of that? 1981.
Yes, I did.
That's a similar plot. So I'm going to rent that. So it's kind of like interesting that the same kind of concept where Saudi Arabia takes all their money back from the banks and causes all kind of chaos.
Yeah, and if I recall the movie correctly, Saudi Arabia just does it to be nasty. But obviously in the current case, with this ridiculous override of the veto, Saudi Arabia has legitimate reason to be concerned about the money they parked in this country, which is estimated at $750 billion. And they understand the U.S. government has been out there using flimsy legal excuses to plunder money away from other countries. They've already tried to do it with Iran. Now they're doing it with Saudi Arabia. And we literally have a U.S. government which is out there saying, you will send all of your money to us to save our banks, and we don't care what devastation it brings to your country.
Yeah, sounds right. Well, I just wanted to bring that up, Mike. Appreciate your show.
All right, thank you very much here, and we're going to switch over here to John in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay.
We're having a good one. Yes.
Yeah, I'm having a good one there. We had a momentary glitch in the phone line. What's going on?
Yes, I wanted to say, okay, between the two choices we have for presidents, we have two scenarios here. We already know what Hillary's scenario is. It's going to be World War III and nuclear war with Russia. We know that, right?
Because
she's
yes.
also on board with the anti-humanist, thinking that there's too many people in the world and, you know, somehow we need to get rid of them. And
well, you know, like I said, anytime I talk to somebody about population reduction, I say, look, there's a tall building. If you want to solve the problem, do your part and just, you know, hop off the top, hit a banker on the way down.
Exactly. And then we have Trump, which Trump, you could say he could be like a banker, but not in the sense of he wants to kill us in the sense that the bankers are today. He wants to reboot the system. Real bankers don't kill their sheep. They don't kill their flock. They skin them, but they don't kill them. And what we're looking at with the scenario is probably like a Japan-style economy where, you know, you work 100 hours a week is common, and you work till you're 75 with no pension, because the pensions... I think the reason the police have a big problem right now with people quit, getting out early to get their pensions, because, like, I think only 25% of them are actually funded.
Well, that's because of the mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008. Wall Street's ratings agencies rated those mortgage bundles as AAA, and that made it legal for pension funds to invest in them. And that's basically where all the pension funds went. Now, I want to go back to your analogy about skinning the sheep but not killing it. Yeah, until you reach a point where you're so hungry, you're going to go ahead and eat your sheep or your seed stock and not worry about next year. And that was a very common disaster that would hit the early pioneers, where you would harvest your food in the fall, and you would preserve as much as you could, and you would set aside seeds for planting next spring. But if the winter was exceptionally long and hard and you were running out of food, you'd wind up eating the seeds you had originally saved for planting, and that's kind of where our banks are right now.
But you don't think Trump, if he became president, you don't think he would want to... I mean, he doesn't seem like a person that would want to kill people off. He just seems like... He wouldn't mind you working for a couple of long hours.
Well, he's a businessman.
He doesn't seem like
He's a businessman, and he's not a banker, okay? You need to remember that. He's not a banker. He's closer to James Cameron to Steve Jobs. He makes his money by building things, casinos, hotels, investing in resorts, and he hasn't always been successful, but he always stands up and tries again. You know, that's how capitalism is supposed to work. You make things to sell or rent or lease, and that's how the money comes on in. That's how it's supposed to work. What we have in the banker class are a bunch of people who just think that they all they need to do is game the system and the money will pour into their pockets automatically, which they've succeeded in doing. If you remember my comment before about how China and Iran will execute their crooked bankers and the U.S. government will loot the taxpayers to give the crooked bankers another chance.
But what these people are doing right now is not considered banking in the legitimate term, right?
So no, it's fraud.
They may call themselves bankers, but me and you both know they're not legitimately bankers in the way the word is supposed to be implied and the way the profession is supposed to be practiced, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're not bankers. They're depositor money. They're just, you know, creating money out of thin air and loaning it into circulation at interest. And these people have been playing this scam for 300 years. When the Second Bank of the United States lost its charter to be allowed to create its own money, it tried to operate as a regular depositor bank, and it failed after just 2 years because the people behind the private central banks don't really know about conventional banking. They survive on their printing presses and these days their little computer software in order to make their money.
Exactly. That's why I said Trump is more of a banker than the bankers today, because he knows in order to produce capital, you have to have stuff you have to have productivity. And he knows that the investors will not invest if there's nothing to invest in. That's why he knows that zero interest rates are bad. And, you know, why would you put your money in savings or in a pension or in a 401k? He knows that that doesn't make capital.
Piling up the money over Wall Street does not a healthy economy make. And like I said before, I think the fact that we're seeing so much fraud going on with Wells Fargo and Deutsche Bank and all these others is because the real functioning economy of the United States of America, working Americans making decent wages and salaries, powering housing, powering retail, powering the consumer economy, that's already shut down. And fraud is the last step before the final collapse. Anyway, John, got to let you go. Got a bunch of callers waiting online here. And we're going to switch to Bernard in Vancouver. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I had something I wanted to run by you, something kind of mind-boggling about the timing involving the Vincent Foster case. But just a technical point on the debate, besides the fact that I'm sure you'd agree you had two people ganging up on a third member, somebody pointed out that the placement of the microphones, I'm sure you've covered this, I hope you have it, neutralized the natural height advantage that Trump had, because he had to kind of stoop down to speak into the microphone. It was located just below the knot in his tie, whereas with Hillary, it was about the level of her lower lip or so, so she could stand upright and look like she was, you know, really the master, you know, without any of that.
Yeah,
The
podiums weren't even the same size. They gave Hillary a different size podium. Yeah, I mean, every little dirty trick that they can think of. You know, if there's a way to cheat, Hillary Clinton is doing it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, on that Vince Foster, I couldn't believe this, but I would be early in the first Clinton's, after the inauguration, ordering the firing of the, I think his name was Sessions, he's the director of the FBI, and he's to be out of his office by the end of the day. So what happens is, you know, the next day, what shows up? Oh, a body, Vincent Foster's body shows up in the park, so the NDP,
yes.
The FBI's in disarray, and that would have been normally their jurisdiction. So you have these guys in the park who weren't exactly Lieutenant Kojaks for investigating homicides.
No, so yeah, that, we noticed the timing on that. Yes, the way that the FBI leadership was changed, coincident with the murder of Vince Foster, in order to give the park police time to get on in there and basically act like it was their jurisdiction, even though technically it was not.
Right. Well, I just thought I'd like to hear that, hear your comments. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, after the debate, I wasn't sure if he was being as strong as he could have, on if there was any chance he was like giving something away. But I realize now that it was just a combination of Hillary cheating and he didn't do rehearsals, which resulted in him not having as strong of a showing as he could. And what really made up my mind that Trump's for real is I just finished watching a post-debate stadium rally, and he just did so much damage to the Hillary brand that there's just no way that he's secretly going to take a fall for her. Like, he's really for real.
No, The Hillary campaign, all throughout this election year, the Hillary campaign has been planning all these stories. Trump is going to drop out. Trump is going to step aside. And it's all done to try and discourage his supporters and get them to stop writing checks and get them to stop volunteering and get them to stop showing up at the rallies. And they've been making that claim that Trump was going to step out or he's secretly on Hillary's side. They've been making that all year long. And it's a sign of their desperation that they're still out there trying to plant that one. I think Donald Trump was ill for that first debate, or maybe somebody, you know, dumped something in his coffee that morning. But he didn't look to me like he felt very well. But he's not going to say anything because he's been making a big issue of Hillary's health questions. You know, he had to maintain that point of difference. I'm healthy, she's not. But again, looking at the video of his rally today, he was definitely back to his proper form, and I'm sure that he's going to be a lot more careful going into that next debate. And we may actually see these things build in intensity. But as bad as Donald Trump may have done in the eyes of some people on Monday, his poll numbers have gone up. He's had a surge of donations come on in. And we're seeing more and more signs of just absolute blind panic coming out of the Hillary campaign.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention this idea. Okay, let's just say that if you took 100 aspects of Trump and 100 aspects of Hillary, let's say Trump has 50 good things and 50 bad things. Well, when you add them all together, it means 50 good things for Trump and 100 bad things for Hillary. You'd still vote for Trump, even if half of what he said was not true. But the truth of it is that he's much better than that. Can I please just finish off with one comment on self-driving cars, and I'm out of here?
Real quick.
Okay, I don't like the name self-driving car. I already have a self-driving car myself. It's called an automobile, like an autonomous mobile. What these self-driving cars are is the car is not driving itself. It's the programming that drives it, and the car isn't making the programming, and you're not making the programming. So it's a third-party driving car, which is heavily regulated by the government. And so a better name for it, it's not my idea, is called, let's call it a toll car, because it's not going to be long before you're not going to own the self-driving car when they all look the same, and you're just going to rent them by the minute. And in Canada, we have a company that rents you cars by the minute. They're smart cars, they're called Car to Go, and you literally rent them by the minute. But they're not self-driving cars yet, but that's where it's going to be going. So just think of them as toll cars. We all hate toll bridges and toll highways, and we all should hate toll cars. Thank you, Michael, and Trump 2016.
All right, thank you very much here. My view on the cars, and maybe I'm being old-fashioned about this, when I drive a car, I want to feel the road. I want to hear the noises outside. I want to feel like I'm connected to the environment in order to keep myself safe. I don't even like traction control. Most of the ones I've had there, you feel like you're actually on the verge of losing control of the car because what the car is doing and what you're doing are just different enough where it feels wanky to me. I don't want a self-driving car or toll car, whatever you want. I don't even want Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. GPS, yes, I can see that. Backup camera, love to have that. The rest, no. I don't need all the bells and whistles and the rest of it. We're going to start with Jeff in Texas. And, Jeff, we're probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just want to say I love your show. I got two questions.
Okay.
First one is James Comey and going after Hillary for gross negligence.
Yes.
Now, what he did, isn't that gross negligence? And why don't they go after him?
They ought to. There's absolutely no question that Congress, if they really had some spine, they would impeach him because he has completely and utterly failed in the duties of his office. He's guilty of lying to the American people about the need to prove intent in Title 18. It's not there. And now, as he gets grilled before Congress, they're realizing he knew about the Reddit posts. There was the intent right there. And, they're going to talk about it a lot, but in the end, they're not going to do anything about it. And part of that is because the FBI traditionally runs a blackmail operation on the U.S. government itself. J. Edgar Hoover was notorious for that. That's how we managed to wind up FBI director for life and run that operation until he died or was assassinated. And on his death, his private special files, the dirt on all of America's politicians, disappeared. Nobody knows where it went. And I have no doubt that FBI directors since then have continued in that proud tradition. And again, it's the dangers of these intelligence agencies deciding that they, rather than the civilian government, should be calling the shots. So, Jeff, do you have any more?
One more question. I wanted you to go
right,
over and you can do it after the break.
Then we're going to do it after the commercial break. We've got to take 3 minutes here, and we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yes, sir. I heard on the radio that something about Obama's trying to pass something tomorrow night with the internet. I heard a couple states have a lawsuit against whoever it is. Can you go over that?
Well, basically, what Obama is doing is transferring management of the domain space, ICANN, to United Nations control. And a lot of people are upset that it gives the UN dictatorial control over the internet. Well, in theory, the U.S. had that same control, and nothing bad really happened. I think it's being fanned up as a distraction from some of the other stuff that's going on. I personally don't think it's all that important. We know that the rest of the world has been calling on the U.S. to surrender its monopolistic control of the domain naming space, especially as they try and work out all the problems that IPv6 has brought into the discussion. So I don't think it's that big a deal, certainly compared to what's going on in Syria, Hillary's criminal record, corrupt record, possible espionage, and the rest of it. I just don't think it's that big a deal.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate your show, and keep it up.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing well.
A couple questions I had on the Brexit, the Bank of England, and as well as Deutsche Bank. But first, I know your Hollywood background. I'm a big Hawaii Five-O fan, the original series. Did you ever meet Jack Lord, James MacArthur, Cam Fong, all the guys from the original?
Yeah, I met Jack Lord. He retired here. I met him when I first came on out, and he liked to sit around and be recognized. One of the other regular players is actually a professor at the University of Hawaii at Manoa in their theater department, so I got to hang out with him a lot. And the original Hawaii Five-O stage is still there at the Hawaii State Studios.
Wow.
Usually it's being used for storage, but we cleaned it out and used it as a set for one of the episodes of Lost, and it was kind of a big thrill to go in that set, because I was a big fan of Hawaii Five-O as well. It was first show to really be shot here in Hawaii. There'd been earlier shows like Hawaii Five-O and the rest where they had some second unit footage from Hawaii, but everything was still on the back lot. They shot the first season of Gilligan's Island here, then they went back and shot the rest of it in Southern California to save costs. But Five-O, both the original and the current one, are shot entirely here in Hawaii.
Yeah, I actually own all 12 seasons, and I'm through to season 9. And I did notice, I think it was, his name was William Finnegan. It seemed like once he left, I think after season 6 or 7, it's kind of, I don't know, the story, the plots have sort of gone downhill.
Well, you know, it's suffering a format fatigue.
Right.
You know, when you have a format, there's only so many stories you're going to get out of that. And, you know, Gene Roddenberry used to say when he was doing Star Trek and then when he went on to Genesis 2 and his various other programs, he said when he got an idea for a series, he would sit down, and if he could not come up with 3 seasons worth of script ideas, he knew it wasn't going to survive. All right, so, Bob, I'm going to hold you through the top of the hour ID break, and we'll be right back.
Attention CPAP users, stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.